We're learning Nefesh HaChaim. We are in Shar Aleph, the first gate, Perek Dalet, the fourth chapter. What we spoke about up to now is that Hashem created man in Betzelem Elohim, in the image of Hashem. Elohim means that Hashem is the master of all forces, and therefore if man is in the image of Hashem, he is also the master of all forces. And that's what we've been explaining so far, that Hashem has put man in charge of what happens in the world, that he has the ability to affect everything that happens in the world. And this is specifically speaking about Jewish man, right? The Jews. It's speaking about the Torah nation, the Am Yisrael. And the reason is that they have been given a spiritual function. They've been given a special spiritual task in the world that has not been given to the other nations. The minute that Hashem chose Avram Avinu, so the other nations were excluded from the special mission. If the other nations want to join the special mission, they have to join the Jewish people. And therefore the mission is ours, and we are able to build the world, we are able to bring redemption to the world, we are able to make the world great, and we are able also to destroy the world completely. And what we finished off with the last class was, we said that When the Romans and the Babylonians destroyed this two Batei Mikdash, so really it wasn't them that was destroying it. It was an empty shell. The Jewish people had already themselves destroyed both times the Beis HaMikdash through their sins, and therefore it was like it was already destroyed. Just the outer shell was standing. The actual building was standing, but the building had lost all of its life force. The building itself was like an empty shell, like an eggshell that's empty. And therefore, because of the Jewish people's sins, because of Am Yisrael's sins, and therefore when the Romans came or the Babylonians came, they were able to just push it over. But they never actually destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. The last thing we mentioned in the last class is that the Beis HaMikdash itself is considered the heart of the entire world. Right, and just like the heart means not the physical heart of the pump, but it means the emotional center. It's the where the heart is the rotzen, the heart is the desire of the world. So therefore, the Beis HaMikdash is the desire of the world, and that's also parallel. Just like the man, the essence of the man is his own desire, which is in the words of our sages is called the heart. So just like for man, the heart is the essence of the person. So to the Beis HaMikdash is the essence of the person. So we're picking up in the text here on about halfway through the chapter. It says, "B'zoyah shlach." In the Zohar, in Pasuk Shlach, "Tachazi kadbro kuchabrichu ba'nash be'alma." Okay, so we skip down to the Hebrew text, the Hebrew translation of the Aramaic. The Zohar is all in Aramaic, and the text says as follows: in the square brackets, "Boi re'ei, come and see." Kashe bo akodesh bochu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man in this world, tiken oisei kedugma elyoino, he fixed him, he made him, created him like the upper dugma. The Sforim Kedoshim, like the books that deal with Kabbalistic subjects, speak about the original world as the world before all worlds. It's received the title Adam Kadmoin. Adam Kadmon means the early man. And therefore, and he is in the form of a man. Right? In fact, all the Esospheres, all the Esospheres, the ten Spheres, are based on the build of a man. So, it's based on the build of a man. So therefore, the first three Spheres, that represents the head of the man. And the other seven Spheres represents the body of the man. And man was created in the image of that Adam Kadmon. Right? So in other words, we, simple people with our heads and bodies, etc., are in the same image as the original image. The original plan for the world was also in the image of a man, and that's what's called Adam Kadmoi, the early man. So it says the Zohar as follows. Tiken oisek dugma elyoino, Hashem formed man like the upper image, the upper plan for the construction of the worlds. Nichbedo, very distinguished, and he gave him his power and his might in the middle of his heart, which is where the heart is. The heart is the middle of the body, and that's the power and impetus of a person, is his heart. And the explanation is like we said before, because the heart represents the rotzen, the desire, and a person really wants something, so nothing can stop him. That's the real power of a person, is his desire. That's the most powerful, right? Someone who has a burning desire, so that's his power. That's more than his intelligence, it's more than his physical prowess, it's more than what his money can do. His desire is the most powerful tool he has, and that is represented by the heart. And that power of being creative or destructive, is shayre, right? Is be'emtza guf shesham shayre halev. And in the same way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. This is now the Zohar speaking. The also guf echod, Hashem created the entire world as a single body. V'alev sheire ve'emtzo, and the heart is in the midst of the body. Shutokfu shel kulam, which is the power force. The heart is the power force of the entire world. V'akol tolui bo, it all depends on the heart. The person has a desire. We said before, he's the one who succeeds. Or a person who loses his desire. The people who lose their desire to live, those are the people that just die. I read an account in the Holocaust. This is probably towards the end of the war. One of the women who wrote this book, so she was saying that at a certain point they were so thin and they were so feeble, the only thing that kept them alive was the desire to live. And when a person lost that desire, in a moment he died. He just fell over and died. That was how weak they were. A person would say, no, I don't feel like living anymore, and they would just fall over and die. And it was the only thing keeping them alive was this desire to live. So that's the same thing. The world also has a center, a heart, that all depends on the heart. Right? V'chule, and that, the Zohar goes on to say, is the Kodesh Kodoshim, the Holy of Holies. That's the heart of the world, the Kodesh Kodoshim. V'heichel mekif lebeis Kodesh Kodoshim, and the outer hall surrounds the Kodesh Kodoshim. Right? Because we know the Beis HaMikdash had two chambers, an outer chamber, which was called the Kodesh, and the inner chamber, there was the Kodesh Kodoshim. So the outer chamber surrounds the Kodesh Kodoshim, Shesham Shechina, right? The outer chamber, right, Shesham, sorry, Shesham is going back on the Kodesh Kodoshim, Shesham Shechina, the inner Kodesh Kodoshim. Right? In other words, we have the Kodesh Kodoshim, and then we have a number of levels around it. We have the Kodesh around it, then we have courtyards around it, and then we have the different levels, right? And then there's an outer wall, etc. But the Kodesh Kodoshim itself was Shesham Shechina, that was where the Divine Presence was, the Kapoiris, and the special lid that was on the Aron HaKodesh, the Kruvim, the cherubs that were built into, they were part of the lid of the Aron HaKodesh, the Aron itself. The Kanhu Alev shall call Haaretz Va'ulam. This is the heart of the entire world and the universe. Mikan Nizoinim, and from here the world is sustained. The world was sustained from the Kodesh Kodoshim. Ayin Sham Boirech, you can see that Zoya at length, that description of the Zoya. Ve'im Kain, says the Nefesh HaChaim, Be'es Hashem Yosu Adam Nachshei Belevovei. When a person starts wondering, he has his thoughts start wondering, his heart is wondering, to think in his heart. Again, the heart, like we said, is the rotzen. So therefore, he's turning his rotzen. He's directing, he's pointing his rotzen. Machshava shelo tahoira, with a thought that it's not pure. He turns his thoughts to ideas that are not pure. Beni'uf, rachmon letzlan, right? Adulterous, licentious, immoral thoughts. Arihu machniz zoino. So it's as if he's bringing a prostitute, which is the semel, it's the symbol of jealousy. In other words, that's the rival. The rival of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is represented by the prostitute, right? Because that is the ultimate self-indulgence. That's the symbol of the ultimate self-indulgence, as opposed to the service of Hashem, which is the service of Hashem is about nullifying ourselves. That's really what the service of Hashem. When Avraham Avinu says to Hashem, "Hineinu, here I am," that means I'm totally at your service. Whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do. I'm not asking questions. Whatever you say, no questions asked. Hineinu, here I am. Just you command and I'll do. No questions. So the opposite of Hineinu, which is totally, is butless. When a person's probably prepared to nullify himself to the Rotzen Hashem, is when a person totally indulges his own Rotzen. It's all about himself. It's all about totally self-centered, so totally selfish. So that's the semel of that is the prostitute who's prepared, who sells her services, sells her pleasures to man. So that's called, the Zohar is called semel akina. In Mishlei, many times when it speaks about the Zoyna, it's referring to Avodah Zorah. Idol worship is also called the Zoyna. Right? So therefore, that's the opposite of the service of Hashem. It's the ultimate. Right? The service of Hashem is the ultimate kedusha, holiness, right? And this is the ultimate contamination, ultimate tumah. So therefore, when a person turns his thoughts to unclean thoughts, so he's bringing kaviyochel a zoyna beveis kotshe kadoshim ha'elyon. It's as if he's bringing a zoyna into the Holy of Holies. Noyre bo'ilom v'selyonim ha'kadoshim chas v'sholem. Right? The awesome pinnacle of upper worlds. Of upper worlds, right? The Kodesh Kadoshim, just like the Beis HaMikdash is the heart of the physical world, then the upper worlds also, the Kodesh Kadoshim of the upper spiritual worlds is the heart of the spiritual world. It's the height of the spiritual world. And he's bringing a prostitute into that area, Neira, right? That's what he says.
He says when a person thinks it, not when he does it.
When he thinks it. He thinks it.
What's the...
Because the thoughts are linked to the rotzen, is the heart. The heart is the desire that's really the powerhouse of the person.
It's a love shayma maaser. The oinshin for a maaser is worse than
that. There's no oinshin oila maaser. You're not punished on thoughts in this world.
He's saying that the thought is worse than the maaser.
But the thought itself has right. Hiru avera. The Gemara says hiru avera koshim yavera. And there are many different explanations for that. But this is. You see, a person does what he thinks, or he says what he thinks, but he thinks what he wants. Right? The source of our thoughts are our desires. Right? And therefore, your interests are your desires. Right? Those are your interests. And you think about things you're interested in. Your interest is your desire. What you want is what you're interested in. So that's really so he turns his interests. So that's his essence, his heart. He turns it to those in Yonim. Magbi Rachmon Litzlan Kriches Atuma. He's strengthening. Powers of contamination by Sitra Achra, the Ves Kod Shakadoshim Elyon. He's strengthening the power of the other side, referring to the Sotan, referring to the Eight Sahara in the Kodesh Kadoshim, the heavenly Kodesh Kadoshim. Harbe Yoiseh ve Yoiseh. Much, much more Mimash Nigram is Gabrus Koyachatuma than was caused, the contamination was caused by Al Yedei Titus. Titus, when he destroyed the second temple, he'd see a zayin of a vase called Shekadoshi. He brought a prostitute. Titus, when he destroyed the second Mason Mikdash, he brought a prostitute into the Kodesh Kadoshim. And I think he spread a sefer Torah on the floor. That should be the sheet. And he had her there. Right? So the contamination Titus created, since he is a lower being, is a very materialistic being, is a very, very, right? In terms of spirituality, is a very gross being. The damage he did in terms of the upper world was almost like nothing compared to what a yid, right? A yid, especially a yid who has a shaykhus to kedusha, has a shaykhus to Torah, would do with a machshava sheina Torah. If we're going according to the way we've been explaining up to now, so really the actions really are already the fruits of the thoughts. It's just you have a tree, so the tree produces fruits. So therefore, our thoughts produce actions. And a person thinks about something enough. If you think about it, you obsess about something, eventually you're going to do it. Without even wanting to do it, you'll do it. Your limbs will run to do it. So therefore, it's all linked. It's all linked.
But a person can think something negative and then he can control himself not to do the negative.
Okay, could be. If he controls his thoughts. If he lets the thoughts get the better of him, if he thinks about it obsessively, so eventually he will come to action. We're just saying that that's the power of the thought, that's the power of the Yiddish heart. V'chein kol chet asher kol ish Yisrael machnis b'liba chas v'sholem eish zara, and similarly with any sin, when a Am Yisrael brings into his heart, right, a member of a Ben Yisrael brings into his heart chas v'sholem, an eish zara, a foreign fire. When we see the phrase foreign fire, that was by Nadav and Avihu, that they came into the Kodesh Kadoshim and they went in without permission. Hashem had not commanded it. They came in and they were burnt in the Kodesh Kadoshim. But there the phrase uses, they brought in an Eish Zora. It was a foreign fire. It was something that had not been commanded. They went and did something that was not commanded. So he says, he uses that also when a person puts a avera in his heart. That's again the expression. He puts an avera in his heart. So that is called the Eish Zora. casts, the foreign fire. The casts, for instance, he's angry, and anger is considered a very severe sin. Or shat taivus rois, or other evil desires. Alohu mamish ke'inyan akosuv. So this exactly parallels what the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Beskot Sheder Tifateinu, right? Our holy house, which was our glory house, our glorious house, Hailasrefus Eish, is fuel for the fire. Beis Hamikdash becomes firewood. Right? That's how Yeshayahu is way before the destruction of the first temple. That's how Yeshayahu saw his prophecy that they turned the Beis Hamikdash into firewood. Right, fuel for the fire. Arachman is borsh. Well, Yetzilein Hashem should save us. V'zeh she'om Hashem le'Yecheskel. And this is what Hashem promised Yecheskel the Novi. Es mokhem kisi Hashem eshkoin sham b'sef bnei Yisrael le'olam. Right, he promises that in the future all of this will be remedied. Right, the place of my throne. Hashem eshkoin sham b'sef bnei Yisrael, where I dwell within the Jewish people le'olam. For eternity, lo yitomu oid Beis Yisrael. Right, Beis Yisrael in the future will come to a point that they will no longer contaminate their throne. They'll no longer spoil their throne. They'll no longer profane Hashem's name. Beznusom, with the acts of znus, ati yirachaku eznusom. Now we will distance their znus, right? The immorality, v'shachanti b'soichem l'olam, and I will dwell in their midst forever. There's a prophecy that Yechezkel Hanovi received. Yechezkel, we know, he was the one who was given the prophecies, that he was told how the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be designed. So this pasuk also is over there, where Hashem promises that in the future, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Jewish people up to a level that no longer will they contaminate Hashem's special place, the Kodesh Kodoshim, and Hashem will be able to dwell in their midst forever, for eternity. So that's a promise we have, but that's something we have to strive to reach by ourselves. Ubezeh, I'm skipping again the notes of Itzla. Ubezeh yuvan akosu v'yitz Hashem lokim es ha'odom ofo min ha'odom. Now he goes back to the Pesukim in Bereishis. And it says the Hashem God formed man from the dust, etc. V'yipach ba'afav nishmas chayim, and he blew into his nostrils a living soul. V'yodam lenefesh chayo, and the man was a living being. Now, upshuta shel mikra, that's the posuk which is the description of the creation of man. Hashem formed man from the dust of the earth, that was his body, and then he breathed into his nostrils a soul, a living soul, and man was a nefesh chaya, was a living being. Now, upshuta shel mikra, the poshut pshat of the verse, vadai hu ketagumoy, is like the Unkelus says, like the Targum says on that posuk, v'havas odom l'ruach memalelo. That man was a speaking spirit. He became a speaking spirit, which is to say, when it was just a body, it was still dust. It was just a slab of meat. So it was just dust. It would just disintegrate into dust. Without any movement, without any life. And when Hashem breathed into that body, a living soul, as nase ish chai, he became a living man. This noeya to move, he had mobility, he could walk around. Uledave and to speak. Ein Ramban, Perushatir. If you look in the Ramban, that's how the Ramban explains those psukim in the Chumash. Okay, that's all what we know. Now here comes the chiddush of Reb Chaim. He's got an extra diuk here that he wants to say. Am nebekro vehi beodom leksiv. However, that verse, which we just quoted now, it says Vahi ho Adam the Nefesh Chai, and man was a living soul. Right? It doesn't say Vahi be Adam, it was in man a living soul. Right? Now, if it would have written it with a bays instead of a hey, it would have made a lot of sense to us. Again, the verse says Vahi ho Adam the Nefesh Chai, and man was a living soul. When it could have said much, much more simply, it was in man a living soul. Vahi be Adam. It doesn't say it with a bays. Rather, it says Vahi ho Adam, that man was a living soul. The Zois Yesh Mokem Lefarshoi, and therefore, here there's room to say a pshat as follows, Alpi Mashi's boy, according to what we've been explaining up to now. All that Rav Chaim has been explaining up to now, you can explain it now with this posuk. She Odom Benish Mischaim Shebesuch, that man with his living soul that's within him, Hu nase nefesh chaya l'ribo y'lomus ein mispa. He is the soul of tens of millions of worlds without number. So he the word, the possibility of v'hi ha'adam, and a man was nefesh chaya, the living soul of all of the worlds. Man himself is the soul of the worlds. Right? The millions of worlds, right? All the worlds, not just this physical world, but all of the upper spiritual worlds, higher, 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 higher. He is the soul of all of the worlds. Right? So that's what we say, that this power has been given to man. And just like all of the details of the actions of the body and the movements of the body, all of that is powered by the soul in the person's midst. Right? The fact that we move, the fact that we talk, the fact that we can sing and dance, whatever we do, is all powered by the soul. So just like the soul powers our physical body, so too man himself, man in his totality, is himself the soul of upper worlds and lower worlds, l'ein shiur, without measure. Shekulam misnagim al yodui, they are all directed by him. Perek Hay, chapter 5. Masha Elsa Betzoni's Baruch Shmoy, and that it was the desire of Hashem to do, L'harkiv Z'odem HaTachtin, that which was Hashem's plan to join lower man of this world, us, that's us, the lower man, L'roshe Ulomus Elyonim, to the highest of the upper worlds. This is a very interesting Shidduch Hashem is making. He's joining man in this world, this is us, this lowly man with his tivers, with his retoriness, all of his narishkeit, all of his nonsense, all the things that confuse our heads, right? He's joining man as us to the highest of the spiritual world. This shidduch that Hashem has created. So that was Hashem's plan. Shisnagu al yodei, that it should all be directed by man. Kiyadua b'zoya v'kisva arizal, as it's known from the Zohar and the writings of the Holy Ari, the Seidish Talshulus is Kashrus Ha'ilomus, in terms of the chain and links of the worlds. Like we say that each world is linked to a world above it, and a link to a world below it, like a chain. A chain, there's the one world is linked to the next, like a set of chains, a set of links. So in terms of the order of Hishtalshulus, of the chain of worlds, not the chain, like you have in a business, you have the chain of command, right? You have the upper management and then you have lower management. So the chain, they call it a chain. The chain of command, everything is linked to each other. Everything goes through the chain of command. So the same thing in terms of the worlds, also it's called a chain. That each world is directed, v'sidu matzov, in terms of its situation, v'kol prate in yodav, and all the details of that world, k'fi natias koyach ha'olam she'olav, is according to the inclinations of the world above it. You know, the world, the upper world, directs the world just beneath it. Right? Each world directs the world just beneath it. Now that, the upper world is the neshama of the lower world. Right? Each upper world is the neshama of the world just below. Shemanhigu k'neshama esaguf, like a soul directs the body. Kain huilech al zeh aseh de gavoya me al gavoya, and so it goes from world to world. So therefore, the soul of this world has its soul, right? And the soul of this world has its soul, right? Each world is the soul to the world below it, and itself has a world above it which is its soul. And that's what it was. It goes in a whole, as we said, in a chain effect. Ad hu yizboch shmoy nishmas kulam, until we get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right at the top of the chain, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the soul of them all. He is the life force. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the life force of all of the worlds. He is the original soul. Ayin Zoya. So the Zoya says as follows, again in the square brackets, V'kol oylom hulei elyon v'tachton, every world, upper and lower, mireishis soyd nekudas elyona, from the beginning of the first point, the uppermost point of, right, where it all starts, at soif kol adagus kulom, until the end of all of the levels below, heim ze levush leze. Each one is like a garment for the other. Each one's for a garment for the other. Leze leze, leze betoch ze, leze betoch ze. Right, each world is like the garment of the world below it. sorry, the world below is the garment of the world above it.
Right, the neshama is inside the clothes.
In other words, the neshama is within the body, so the body is a lavush, it's a garment for the neshama. Right? The person moves, when you move around, so the clothes you're wearing also moving around. Right? If you're wearing gloves, so your hand moves within the glove, but it's the glove that everyone perceives. The same thing, we see a lower world, but the movement of that lower world is from the world above it, and therefore it's like layers of clothing. The example I've seen used is like the layers of an onion, right? You have shell on top of shell, if you ever peeled an onion, right? There's one peel and another peel and another peel and another peel. That's one of the ways of describing how each world has a world higher than it, an inner world that the outer world. So the lower world is the outer world, is the shell, and the inner world is its life force. What's more inner is also, we also call more higher. These are just concepts, because the Maisalans, once we come into spiritual realms, there's no real space. They exist beyond space. So therefore, there's no really inside and outside. There's no really up and down. It's just, these are all concepts. Right? These are all spiritual concepts. So you have higher worlds, which are like more closer to Hashem. And you have lower worlds, which are further from Hashem. Right, now another quote from the Zohar, the Idra. Kula nohein achidin, right, again to the square brackets, v'kola oiris achuzim oze v'oze, and all of the lights, right, again we speak of the forces of the world, so we describe it as light. Light is one of the analogies for life force, so we call speak of it as light. V'kola oiris achuzim oze v'oze, one light within the other light, right, there's one force within the other force, oze v'oze, one light within the other, one light within the other, etc. U'me'irim ze v'ze, and each one lights up the one below it, right? The upper light lights up the world below it, which lights up the world below that, etc. Ha'orav ha'mitzgal enikra levush ha'melech. Now the light that is revealed is called the garment of the king. Va'or ha'pnimi shebifnim. Right, and its light, you know, it's the outer garment is one lit up from the inner light. So again, we have another source here for what we're saying, right? That there's a chain of command with the upper worlds conducting and directing the lower worlds. And the Pratus Ha'inyan Mavua Be'etzchaim Sha'a Plimius V'chitzoinius. Also he brings another source now from Etzchaim. Etzchaim is the work of the Arizal, as written by his student Reb Chaim Vital Drush Be'ez of Pre-Etzchaim, also from the Arizal, Bakhtomus Sha'a Shabbos, etc. Sha'a Chitzoinius shall call parts of V'olom, that the outer shell, the outer garb of every face and world, outer world is also called faces. That's face. You have the face. The face is the outer expression of the inner self. Right? So the chitzonis shall call parts of olam, each world, each face, mispashet, mislabish, but parts of olam shetachtov. So it itself is dressed in within the face or the world that is below it. Naseloy pnimius and neshama, and it becomes the inner world, the high world becomes the neshama of the low world. Right. Again, he's just bringing sources. He likes to back it up. Whatever he says, he backs up with sources. Now, all of the worlds are divided into four general categories. Shehein Oifanim. They are the Ofanim, a certain angel that are called Ofanim. That's the lowest world. The Chayas. Chayas are Chayas HaKodesh, like we mentioned in Kedush and Shabbos and Davening. The Chayas is our up high world. Kisa Kovod is number 3, and Atzilus is number 4. That's the highest. Right? Koch Yisboch. The terms we are familiar with, the four worlds that we are familiar with, is Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. Right? But those parallel. It's the same thing. So in other words, the world of Asiya, the world of doing, that's the lowest world. That parallels Oifanim. Oifanim, by the way, means wheels, cycles, wheels. Right? So that parallels our lowest worlds.
They're not kind of angel, no. Ofanim.
It's a type of angel, but it's called an ofen. Ofen is a wheel. It's got somehow it resembles a wheel. It's an angel that resembles a wheel, yeah, somehow. Right. So the lowest world is the world of Asiya, that parallels the Ofanim. The world above that is Chayos, that's the world of Yetzira. Kisa covered, the third world up there, that parallels the world of Bria. And Atzilus is the same name. Both places we call it Atzilus. Atzilus is nearness.
So which is our world? Ofanim or
Chayim? We're in with Asiya, Ofanim. By the way, our world is not just the physical world, it's also the spiritual The world Asiya, the world of Asiya includes spiritual elements as well. It's not just the physical world. The physical world is a part of the entire world of Asiya. It's a small part of the world of Asiya. Asiya means doing. Asiya, the world of doing. The world Yetzira means formation. Bria is creation, and Atzilus is nearness. The nishmas called echod hu ha'ulam she'olav. Right, the neshama of each one is the world above it. Kamo she'ne'emar, v'inose ha'chayes, inose ha'ifonim le'umosum. So he brings the apostle psukim from Yechezkel that when the chayes are elevated, they rise. Inose ha'ifonim le'umosum. So the ifonim, the world which is below, the world below the chayes. Right, we said that the world of chayes is below the world of. So it says when the chayes rise, so the ifonim rise with him. As the highest rise, so the funny that the world below it also rises with them. Ki ruach ha-chaya be'ofanim, because the spirit of the chaya, which is the higher world, is be'ofanim in the lower world. Melechtem yelechu amodom yamoite. So therefore, when the highest move, the ofanim move with him, and when they stop with him. Achayes gam ken misnagim al yedei oilam akisei she'aleim. The highest themselves are conducted, are directed by the world of the throne. That's the third world, which is above them. Kumo she'amru rezal. As our sages say, Shakise Nuises Nuisov. The throne carries those who carry it. The throne carries those who carry it. We have a similar expression by the Aron HaKodesh. The Aron HaKodesh carried those who carried it. Now, as it looked like, from appearance, it looked like the Kohanim were carrying the Aron. But really, it's the Aron up there in the air that's carrying the Kohanim. And just by the way, that's something we know from everyday life. We know that someone has a mission to do, and that mission gives him life. He's enlivened by, he's got a special task to do. So that actually, the fact that he's got this task, he's got this importance, he's got this duty, he's got this responsibility, that itself gives him life. Right? You appoint a person to a position of importance and suddenly he comes to life. Because now the task enlivens him, right? That which is above him, that which he's striving towards, gives him life. That's just a parallel that we see in our world to what's being described here. The upper world is really what carries the worlds below it. Even though from appearances it looks like the lower world is supporting the upper world. The lower world is the pillar for the upper world. But really it's the upper world that's holding the lower world. Obizoy Chodesh Yisrei, the highest natlin the natlin, right? He said the highest noises is noisim oisom. The highest carry those that carry them. Makisa Kodesh noises a highest. The holy throne carries the highest. The Nishmas Achaim Shalakise, and the living soul of the throne, who soid shoish elyon shel klalus nishmas Yisrael yachad, and the soul of the kisei is the secret of the root, the upper root of the klalus, of the general category of klal Yisrael together. Huh? Klal Yisrael together have one joint neshoma, and they are the shoish of the world of the kisei. This is much, much higher than the kisei. Now, the joint force of the nishmas Yisrael, the neshama of all klal Yisrael, that is the force which keeps the, which gives life to the kisei. Shu ha'adam she'ala kisei, and this is the man that sits on the kisei. Moshe ne'ma sham v'al v'mus ha'kisei. The pasuk says that on the throne is on, right, on the image of the throne. Was the Dmus Sa'odim, was the appearance of a man. There's a man sitting on the throne. That man represents the Jewish people.